I run into people all the time that don't have a problem with God, but have a problem with religious people. They say, I don't have a problem with Jesus, I just don't like the Jesus followers or the people that claim to be Christians.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in for another edition with Senior Pastor Mark Job, author and lead pastor at New Life Community Church here in Chicago. My name is Joshua Hollick, and today I'm here with Pastor Mark, and we're excited about what God's doing in the city. There are so many great churches. One of the greatest things Jesus did for the world was to build his church where people can come to know him, and you may not be a part of a church yet. And so, Pastor Mark, what would you say to somebody who says, I love Jesus, but I don't think church is all that important?
Yeah, and I have that conversation often with people, and it's like saying, I believe my family's important, but I don't want to hang out with them. And so Jesus Christ called us to be a follower of his, but to do it in the context of community. And I realize that you can listen to a message like this on the radio, or you can turn on your television or download a podcast, but it's different. Yeah. You need to be connected with a community of faith. New Life is one of those options. There's some great pastors and churches in and around the city of Chicago that I pray with, bless, and would highly recommend in those areas. So find a church that teaches the Word of God unashamedly, that it believes in the deity of Jesus Christ and salvation through his name, that clearly presents the gospel. New Life is one of those churches that's been expanding throughout Chicago. So, Joshua, as you mentioned, we're multi-location. We meet in communities like Little Village, which are primarily Mexican community, but we also meet in places like Lincoln Park or Lakeview that are more young professionals. We meet all the way as north as Rogers Park, all the way as south as Oak Forest, all the way west as Melrose or Montclair, all the way east as in Bridgeport. And so if you want to find one of our New Life locations, you can go to our website and click on locations, and you'll probably find something that's at least fairly close to where you live if you live in the Chicagoland area.
So, friends, our encouragement is find a good, healthy church to be a part of, and if you don't have one and you're looking for one and you've been blessed by the ministry of Straight Talk, check out newlifechicago.org and come give us a visit. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to hear your story. And we believe that Christianity is meant to be lived with other Christians in the world, being a light. So come on out and check it out.
Thank you, Josh. We pick up again with Pastor Mark in his series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. And today is the second half of his message called How Do I Know Which Spiritual Leaders to Follow? Our text will be found in the book of Luke, chapter 6. Now let's get into the Word with Pastor Mark.
It may be your private struggle with depression. It may be the fact that as a young woman, you struggle with bulimia. And you hope no one finds out of your struggle that you have to go to that toilet and throw up because you're so conscious about how people see you and your weight. Something that we hope people don't find out about us when we meet them, because it represents a part of our life that shriveled. Maybe you're here today and you have a couple failed marriages in your past, and you're ashamed of how it worked out and how you weren't able to keep it together. Maybe you have a tattoo on a part of your body that you just don't want people to see because it represents a part of you when you were just wild and out there. We all have shriveled parts of our life. Maybe you went bankrupt at one time because you couldn't manage your finance. Maybe you're a closet alcoholic and it's a shriveled part of your life that doesn't work. We all have areas in our life that are shriveled, areas in our life that embarrass us, areas in our life that we don't want people to look at because if they see it, we think they may reject us. It represents shame. It represents that part of our life that no longer functions, no longer works, no longer is a source of life. And here's what I believe. I believe that if God is going to heal those areas, the first thing that Jesus asked this man to do is he asked this man to stand in front of everybody. Now, if you've ever had one of those areas in your life, the first thing you think is everybody is what? Staring. Everybody's staring. Come on, you've had those days, right? Women? You get up in the morning, you say, oh no, here, right here on my forehead. A big blemish. You cover it up, you try to make it up, but when you talk to people, you feel like, I know, they're like looking right at it. And they may even not notice, but you become very self-conscious about it. Here, this man with his shriveled hand stands up. Jesus says, don't hide in the crowd. Stand in front of everybody. So here he is in a religious environment where people are judging him, where the Pharisees believe that anything wrong in your life is as a result of the sin, your sin or the sins of your parents. So this man stands in front of the crowd with the shriveled hand. Listen, if God is ever going to bring healing to your life, healing to your past, it requires us to step out of our comfort zone and into the God zone. God says, step out, stand up in front. And sometimes, if you have an issue in your life, let me tell you this, you will never solve the withered issues in your life unless you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and into the God zone. Some of you want to change, but you don't want to stand up. You want to change, but you don't want the spotlight on it. You want to change, but you don't want to talk about it. You want healing, but you never want to go to the hard places of your life and talk about it. Jesus told this man to stand up in front of everybody, and then look what happens. The second thing I want you to write down if you're taking notes this morning is this. By the way, this step would expose his deformity. It would make him risk rejection and judgment. It would require him to trust Jesus without fully knowing the outcome. The second thing I want you to see that happens here in this journey is the journey towards wholeness will sometimes be hindered by the very people we expect to help us. And Jesus wanted to help him, but the Pharisees, they were all about religion and not about transformation. So he stands in front of them, and then Jesus said to the Pharisees, I ask you, which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? You see, sometimes the very people in our life that are supposed to help us, for whatever reasons, become more of a hindrance to our life. Has that ever happened to you? Maybe you decided to take some steps forward in your spiritual life and you thought that the closest friend from the neighborhood that you grew up with, that he was going to be really excited about it, but instead he's just made fun of you the whole time. Oh, holy Joe, Bible thumper now. What's Jesus, a crutch now? Oh, well, excuse my French, can't talk around him like that. You know, he's a little holy guy now. And instead of encouraging you, he discourages you. Some of you came to Christ and decided to get serious about your spiritual walk, and even your spouse has not understood your Christianity. And you started to walk in God, and your spouse says, hey, that's okay that you go like once a month, but man, do you have to go to church every Sunday? I mean, it's our sleeping day. I've had spouses tell their spouse, listen, I liked you better before because we used to go out, party together, do this, and now you've changed. Sometimes your very own family members will not understand what Jesus is doing in your life and what God is doing in your life. Sometimes the very people that you expect to help you will be the people that will hinder you. Let me tell you something. Not everybody close to you wants to see you succeed or change in life. Why? Sometimes your success or transformation threatens them. Some people like you to struggle. And because you've struggled all your life, and when you start not struggling, when you start getting your act together, suddenly they become insecure around you because they always thought they were a little better than you. And now you're not struggling, and they're afraid that you're going to get your act together. And there are some people around you that aren't going to applaud you when you do well. They like you to be the struggling person. Do you know that there's some people around you, close to you, that aren't happy when you start to succeed? How many of you know what I'm talking about? And the Bible says that these Pharisees that should have been encouraging this man forward, believing for this man to change, were not. In fact, it was their spiritual, false, self-righteous religion that hindered them from God. Now, there are some of you here today that you don't normally go to church, and you don't have a real big church background. But you came because a friend invited you, perhaps. Or you came because a family member of yours said, hey, why don't you come to church with me? And some of you have totally been turned off by religion because you feel like religious people are hypocrites. You've been judged. You've been hurt. You've been pointed at. And you've been disappointed by religious people. I run into people all the time that don't have a problem with God, but have a problem with religious people. They say, I don't have a problem with Jesus, I just don't like the Jesus followers or the people that claim to be Christians. And sometimes it's the religious people that have turned us off from the things of God because they've hurt us or disappointed us. I run into a whole generation of 20-some-year-olds that are spiritual but don't go to church anywhere because they're against organized religion. I always say, hey, join us. We're disorganized religion. I think you'll kind of like us. But here's the thing. If you've been hurt by people that claim to be followers of Jesus but have judged you, talked about you, a gossip behind your back, pointed their fingers at you. If you've been hurt by religious people, here's what I want to say. I want you to hear me well. I want you to hear me well. Jesus isn't like that. And here's the thing. Don't give up on Jesus just because his followers have flaws. In fact, let me tell you this. If you allow religious people to keep you away from a strong relationship with God, then you have put them above and in front of God. I'm the first to admit here that we all, everybody in this auditorium, we all have flaws. We all have dysfunction.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to our Straight Talk radio message called How Do I Know Which Spiritual Leaders to Follow? It's from our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Luke chapter 6, and our message is entitled, How Do I Know Which Spiritual Leaders to Follow?
I want you to understand that the people around you, sitting beside you, are not perfect. And you know what? Chances are they will disappoint you. They're going to disappoint you. They're not always going to be sensitive. You know what? I want to put myself at the very front of the line and say, I have issues that God is working on my life big time. Big time. And there are times where there's issues in my heart that God has to deal with big time. I've told you before, I've had young believers ask me, I told you this not too long ago, I had one young believer that I was mentoring and working with, a 19, 18-year-old kid, who asked me one time, he said, Pastor, can I ask you a personal question? I said, sure. He said, do you ever sin? I tried not to laugh out loud. I just, of course I sin. Ask my wife, she'll give you an alphabetical list of all those. You know, of course. Now, I don't sin the way he was talking about. I don't go out and snort lines of cocaine. I'm not sleeping with women. on the weekends. That's not, but there's other sins. There's sins of selfishness and pride and things of the heart that God is working all the time on my heart. God is working on those areas of my heart. And every single person in this auditorium, if you're honest, there's areas that God is working in. There's no one here that's arrived. There's no one here that can look down at anybody else and say, I've made it. No one else has. We all have areas in our life when we come before God Almighty that causes us to get on our knees in repentance and humiliation and say, God, I need you. God, forgive me. God, if you don't change me, I can't change myself. Every single one of us here. So if you are ever tempted to take on the attitude of a Pharisee and look down at other people, you need to first of all look at your own life and say, God, remind me that there's many areas in my life that you need to change. Okay? The third thing I want you to understand about the journey to wholeness is this. That the journey to wholeness requires doing something that you cannot possibly do without divine help. Notice what Jesus said to this man. After the Pharisees were looking at him, he was standing up in front of everybody, his withered hand right beside him, ashamed of it. And look at what Jesus says. Jesus looked around at all of them. So he looks around at the crowd. The man with the withered hand is standing, probably trying to hide his hand behind him a little bit, ashamed of his deformity. He's standing in front of the judgmental eyes of people. Jesus looks around at the crowd and notice what he says. And then Jesus says to the man, stretch out your hand. Now, how many of you know if your hand is withered and atrophied that it's impossible to stretch it out? Someone whose muscles have become atrophied and whose hands had been withered neurologically and muscularly, they cannot stretch out their hand. It seems like a cruel thing to tell a man to do something that in the natural he cannot possibly do. Some of you feel like that about your own withered portion of your heart. Stop that addiction. And you say, I can't. I've tried. Forgive your spouse. I've tried. I just can't release her. Get out of that bad relationship, that boyfriend that's no good for you. I've tried to let go of him, but I just can't do it. It's impossible for me to do on my own power. Change your life. And you say, I've made New Year's resolution. I've tried to control my temper. I've tried to change my life on my own. I just can't do it. Listen, I want you to hear me well. This is not a self-improvement, self-help group. This is a God encounter place. And there are things in your life that you cannot do without the divine, supernatural touch of Almighty God. With all eyes looking at this man with a withered hand, this area that has stopped functioning in his life, this man who cannot possibly extend his hand on his own, suddenly he attempts to do something that he's tried hundreds of times before and failed at it. I mean, he's done it on his own. He's tried to extend his hand. He's sweated and extended himself. He's attempted. He's grabbed his hand to try to unravel his fingers before. He's tried to do it with willpower 100 times before. He's wished it. He's worked at it. But he's never been able to do it. He's failed at it year after year after year after year. But now, something is different. Now, as he raises his withered arm, Jesus has just said to him, extend your arms. And so now there's a faith inside of him that he's never had before. There's a word of God that's never been there before. Now it's not just him and his power trying to change. Now it's his faith meeting the divine power of God. And suddenly there is a release in the spiritual realm. And this man extends his withered arm. And it seems like it's going to be like it's always been before. One more failure. But now something is different. There is the divine electricity and power of God that flows through his body. And as he begins to take a step of faith, suddenly that arm that's never unraveled in years, those fingers that have been curled up forever, that hand that has been distorted suddenly starts to take shape. And for the first time in years, he's able to do it. Why? The power of God. Now, as we close our service together, I want to say that today that same power of Jesus to heal and change lives is present. The same power. You say, well, I wish Jesus were here to touch me. Well, you know, he is here via his Holy Spirit. And my challenge to you today is, are you willing to take that withered portion of your life, that inability to forgive, that depression, that addiction, that compulsive behavior, that area of shame, those two divorces, that abortion that brings shame in your life that needs healing in it, whatever it is in your past that you feel is withered in your life, are you willing to bring it to God and say, God, I've tried to change it, tried to release it, tried to let go of it, but Father, I cannot do it in my own. Today I come to you asking, Father, that you would touch it, Father, asking that you would do in your power what I can't do on my own. I believe God will do it for those that call upon him in truth. And here's what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask that you stand quietly with me this morning. You say, Pastor Mark, what if I try and fail? I would rather try and fail and get up than never try at all. And here's what I'm going to ask. The musicians make their way forward and we close our service together. I believe this message is for some that have come this morning, that God brought you from wherever you were at today in this place because you needed to hear directly these words, empowered by the Spirit of God. God brought you here because he knew that you needed to hear what was going to be spoken this morning. And in just a moment, I'm going to open up this altar for anybody that needs to come forward that says, God, here I am bringing you the withered part of my life, saying, God, unless you touch it, I cannot change it. But today, I'm willing to take a step of faith, and I'm willing to come to you and say, God, I've tried on my own, but I'm bringing it to you and saying, I need your divine touch. I believe that you can change me. Maybe you're here this morning and that you've never taken a public step to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You've been religious, but not a follower of Jesus. You've never made a concrete step. You can't think of a point in your life where you turned over your will to God and you submitted your life and you repented and bowed your knee. You've never taken that step. You've never come to a point in your life where you say, God, I give up. I let you become Lord and Savior of my life. The Bible calls that being born again. You say, Pastor Mark, I've never taken that step, but I think I'm ready. I believe I'm ready. Would you pray for me? Because I think I'm ready to take that step in my life. We have a little packet we'd like to give you if you're wanting to take that step in your life.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe with the second half of his message called How Do I Know Which Spiritual Leaders to Follow? As we continue on in our series called Bullseye Living, Staying on Target with God. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of this message or the entire series, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you with your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message or the entire series, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We'd love to invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. You can check out all of our locations and the times that we meet at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would really love to meet you, and please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that this broadcast has been a blessing to you, and we ask that you join us again on the next Straight Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate your listenership. On behalf of Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself, have a great night, and God bless.